Romans chapter number 5, verse number 8. Stand with me. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. Thank you, Father, for these people that are bowed with us. Lord, I pray, Father, you would bless these that are here. Lord, you know the need of the hour. Father, if there be one soul here that's not ever been saved, Lord, I pray that today would be the day, Lord, that they'd die out to the love and the practice of sin. And Lord, they'd come to the Lord Jesus and be born again. We ask you, dear Father, to have your way with us this morning. Anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach your word. We ask you, dear Father, to help us this morning as we stand between you and this judgment-bound people. Lord, we do realize the responsibility that's laid upon us. And woe is me, as the Apostle Paul said, that I preach not the gospel. We ask you, Father, to have your way now in the service. Give us the words we need to say. Anoint us afresh. And Lord, what you do for us, we'll be careful to thank you. We'll praise you for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And the war to conquer sin. One died. One died. The Bible tells us once and for all, our Lord died. In the battle, the greatest battle of the history of the human race, is the battle against sin. And Jesus Christ gave us victory in that battle. Many casualties on the battlefield, sure. The Bible said because sin had entered into the world, death reigned. And we had no power. We were defenseless over the battle of death. But our blessed Savior came into the world, won, died for all. Amen. Once and for all. The Bible said that Christ commendeth his love toward us. That word commendeth could also be translated that he has proven his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. I'm going to say, if that don't put us on shouting ground, I don't know what will. Amen. The only one that can did. Amen. The only one that could defeat death and could defeat sin is our blessed Lord and Savior. One man, one battle, one victory, but for all, amen, for all mankind, hey, that would come to him and put their trust in the Lord, they could be saved. The Bible said God approved that love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This battlefield wasn't in these places that I read to you, where Americans have shed their blood on foreign soil. This is the whole world that this battle influenced. It was a worldwide war against sin. And one man had died for it all. Hallelujah. I tell you today, when we think about Memorial Day, and I thank our men and women that have gave their lives in history and in the present day. As I'm preaching to you this morning, I'm satisfied that the bullets are flying, the bombs are going off, and blood is being shed on the battlefields. As I'm preaching to you this morning, seemingly a never-ending war of freedom. I tell you, the Bible says that now our country, men and women have died, that we can live like we live in this great nation, not molested to worship the Lord. I promise you, as far as I know today, nobody's hindered you for coming to church. Nobody stood outside the door with machine guns shooting at you, trashes, trying to get in the door. Nobody has set bombs up in the building. But I'm telling you this morning, we live in a free nation, with freedoms that were paid for and by the blood of our servicemen and women that has shed on the battlefield. And I commend them. They proved their love, amen, to us, that they died for us and that they love this great nation. But Christ died for the world. The Bible said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the world.
the ungodly. I'm glad this morning that while I was a sinner, he died for me. Amen. While you was a sinner, he died for you. One man died for all. That death, my friend, the Bible teaches us that death came in the plan of God. It was always in the plan of God for his son to come into this sin-stricken world, to die for our sins, amen, and go to Calvary and give himself for us. No one man could ever die for the freedom of the world, but Jesus Christ died for the freedom of our soul. Amen. That man could not do, Christ did it all for you and I when he died. Amen. Amen. When I think about that, it overwhelms me. When I think about how much God loves me, it overwhelms my soul. But he died for my soul. The Bible said, what profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? Oh, the value of a man's soul. The Bible tells us that this old body is going to go back to the dirt where it come from. But a soul of man lives on forever. And where and who the man, who the soul trusts when he leaves here, that'll determine his eternal destiny, heaven or hell. Amen. Christ died for us. Amen. And that plan that God has made for us, the Bible said, a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. The tribunal has met before this world was ever formed. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost knew that when he made man, that they would transgress and fall in the Garden of Eden. And sure enough, they did. But Christ said, I'll go. Amen. That he'd come into this world and die for our sin. He's a sacrifice forever. There'll never be another bull or a goat or a ram or a turtle dove ever sacrificed on the altar. But Christ Jesus, our blessed Savior, died on the cross once and for all, carried his blood to heaven in the Holy of Holies, placed it on the mercy seat, and heard the Father say, I'm satisfied. Woo! Hallelujah! Once and for all, he died for you. He died for me. It was always in the plan of God that he died. Amen. Not bulls and goats and rams and turtle doves and lambs. No, it's always been that Christ Jesus would come into this world and die for the cause of the human race. I'm glad this morning that he came. I'm glad that he died. Amen. And it was in God's plan. And that plan worked out, didn't it? Amen. From the very beginning until the present day, we see the plan still being implemented. God the Father planned it. God the Son carried it out. And the Holy Ghost implements it. Amen. There's not but one way for a man to be saved, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. By one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. But by one man's obedience, many are made righteous. I want to say this morning, by one man, by Christ Jesus our Lord, died for us that we through him could live. Amen. I read to you the wars of America were thousands. If I would have taken time and added them all up, there'd have probably been over a million of men and women had given their lives. I heard just the other day, I heard a sniper speaking on the radio, and I'm intrigued by servicemen anyhow, but this trained sniper was talking about how they had been over there and they had finished their duty and was packing to come back home. And he told the story that they'd gotten the news that there was one more mission. And so they got hurried up and got ready for the mission. And as they went out, they found themselves on a rooftop and they're getting ready to perform the mission. And a hand grenade was tossed in that rooftop. And one of those soldiers run and threw himself over that hand grenade and blew himself up. himself, and probably he said there were two others that died with that hand grenade, but the rest of them were able to come back home. That's love, for scarcely will a man give himself for a good man. That man gave himself for the lives of his fellow soldiers. But Christ Jesus, our Lord, gave himself for all sinners. Amen. While we was yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. It's in the plan. But Christ died for people. Yeah. Amen. He didn't die for your puppy. He didn't die for your cat. No. He didn't die for the nature of the world, the trees, and how the oceans, or any of that. Although there's a lot of folks worship all of that. Christ died for people. He died for you and I. Amen. He made us. He was the apple of his eye. I tell you, we're important to him. Every individual is important to the Lord. When he came into this world at the cross of Calvary, when he uttered those words, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Amen. He was talking about you and I. He was talking about people as they gathered around the cross. Many of those people were walking by, wagging their heads in disgust of the Son of Man dying on the cross. Many of them came by, looked, and left. Many of them came and camped around the cross just to see what was going to happen. Yeah. Many of those people uttered the words, "If this had been the Son of God, let him deliver himself from the cross." Yeah. He's delivered others. Why can't he deliver himself? Yeah. If this is truly the Son of God, as they gathered around the foot of the cross, and the Bible said he gave up the ghost, the centurions that have gambled for his garments said, "Truly, truly, this man is the Son of God." Yeah. Amen. I'm telling you, he died for people. Amen. He said, "If the Son make you free, you're free indeed." But he did not die in vain. He died with a purpose. Christ died for an eternal purpose. The Bible said in this chapter, verse number 6, said, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly." I'm going to tell you, he died for a purpose. Amen. When he came into this world, he died for eternity's sake. He knew, Christ Jesus knew, that there was no one man that could give himself for the sins of the world. For God's price for sin was way too high, and man could never reach that price. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the infinite, came to die for the finite. The number 7 came and become 6. That through him, amen, we could become able to go to heaven. I'm going to tell you this morning, the infinite paid the price for the finite. We could never bring enough gold. We could never bring enough garments. We could never give anything to purchase our soul's salvation. But Christ Jesus, our Lord, the Savior of the world, came into this world, God in the flesh, came into the world, presented himself to God the Father, and said, "It's finished." And God said, "Yes, forever. I'm satisfied. The purpose of your death has been fulfilled." Amen. I'm going to tell you this morning, he come that the ungodly could live forever.
Amen.
His purpose was accomplished, and it was stamped at the grave when he came out and was raised from the dead. Because he lives, we live also.
Amen.
Now we're living because of the death. In America, we're living because, like we live because of the death and the blood shed for men and women that's protected this great nation and the borders of it, that has stood through the thick and the thin, who has stood through the cold and the rain and the heat. But because of their love for this great nation, they died on the battlefield that we're sitting here today. You young folks, don't you ever forget this. Amen. You older folks, don't you ever forget this. Amen. Because these people have given themselves that you and I, they would have loved to have been sitting where you're sitting. Those 18, 19-year-old boys and girls that died on the battlefield, they'd love to be sitting right where you're sitting at today. But they carried those machine guns. They put those heavy 100-pound backpacks on their shoulders. And they weathered the storms. And they fought with everything they had. And they gave their blood on foreign soil. Heard just this week that the remains of one of our soldiers that had been in Korea has finally come home. After all of these years, the family can finally have closure and bury the remains of their loved ones. Oh, how it saddens our heart. And thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of men and women's bones and remains are in foreign soils that have not yet returned to this good and great nation. But I'm telling you, Christ Jesus, our blessed Lord, I paid the price for you and I, and we all are going home one day. Woo! Hallelujah! Because He lives, I live also.
Amen. Not a one will be left behind.
That's right, Lord.
Not a one.
Thank the Lord.
Brother Newell, over in Mississippi, has a brother who lives right over here. In Appleton, right from Boaz, right over here. Not within a mile from this church, had never been saved. Brother Newell had several brothers. They all fought the wars, all of them. And one of his brothers fought, and they buried him overseas. I forget what that is, France. And his grave's there, monument's there. And they don't go over there on Memorial Day to visit that tombstone and that grave, and how they long when they talk about his death, how they would long to be able to have his remains brought home and buried in America. But he's over there, yeah, in France buried. And I think about that, and how that family would never be complete over here. They'll always have that brother over there. Yeah. And I'm telling you, through Christ Jesus our Lord, we're going to all be gathered together.
Amen.
In the same place. Hallelujah. Because He died for us. We got much, much more freedom than this nation could ever give. In Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to tell you, because He died, the purpose of His death was not in vain. For Christ died for us while we could not do it. Because we were weak, Christ died for the ungodly. And because of His death, we are here today. And we're celebrating the fact that we're alive and that we're saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
When we have a communion service, it's a memorial service. We have it twice a year here in Antioch. We have it once on Good Friday before Easter. I don't know why you don't come to that. It's a memorial service.
Yeah.
I don't know if foot washing scares you to death. I don't know. But I want to tell you, it's a memorial service. Christ Jesus come, and we break the bread, typifying His body. And we take of the fruit of the vine, typifying His blood.
Yeah.
That was shed on Calvary. We do that twice a year. We'll do that before our revival this year. And we'll have another communion service, a memorial service of the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. But it doesn't stop there. He's coming back.
Amen.
He's coming back. I believe it was my daddy was in the Korean War. And I want to think he may have been over there. I might not ought to say. I'd get names messed up. But there was a general promised that he had returned. I want to think it might have been Patton. But he said, "I'll return." And Daddy said he was standing there when he came up on the shore, and he promised them. And he said the troops rallied that he had returned. I'm going to tell you, the troops are going to rally one day. Amen. When Christ, our victor, steps out on the cloud of glory. Sister Sue, I don't know if he's going to ride that white horse or not. But I'm going to say this today. I don't know that we'll have our eyes on the cloud or the white horse. I'll say we have our eyes on our Savior.
our coming Lord,
hallelujah,
has coming back one day. Amen. And we're going home and gathered in one place, all of God's people, because Christ died for us. I'd like for us to get a song this morning.